Exclusive video, Queen represented all that is good about Britain, say mourners at Buckingham Palace. By Kurt Zindelka on September 9, 2022. Thousands of Britons and other well-wishers braved the pouring rain to descend upon Buckingham Palace and pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth II, who passed away at her Balmoral estate in Scotland on Thursday afternoon. "I was crying so much and all I've got is sodden eyes and I'm completely soaked, but I don't care," a woman who came to mourn the Queen told Breitbart London. "My grandfather was Canadian and he died in the war, fighting for our country. It's a very sad day." The somber evening, which saw thousands come to lay flowers at the gates of the royal residence in London, was broken up with moments of sporadic joy and cheers whenever the flag flying above the palace, which was flying at half-mast in honor of the Queen's passing, caught the wind and waved in the night sky. Spontaneous renditions of the British national anthem, "God Save the Queen," rang out in the rain to celebrate the life of Queen Elizabeth II, who at the age of 96 sat on the throne for 70 years and 214 days, the longest reign of any British monarch. There were also chants of "God Save the King" in reference to Charles III, who succeeded his mother as sovereign immediately after his mother's death. Many of the mourners described how surreal it was that the Queen was actually gone, after being an ever-present figure throughout their entire lives. Some even said that they were too distraught or too emotional to formulate words to describe what she meant to them. Above all, though, members of the public expressed their gratitude for the role she played in representing their country to the rest of the world. "She's been brilliant," a 75-year-old man said. "She's been calm, controlled, dignified. She's hardly put a foot wrong. She's had a lot of things to cope with, her family situations haven't been easy. It has been on public display throughout the world and she's just stood there like a rock and been able to handle it and take it. She's been a good example for everyone to follow. She represents all that's good about the UK. She's known around the world, she's the longest reigning monarch ever and I think she always stood for what she believed in. I think everyone who is British, even if you aren't a royalist, is proud to be British because of the Queen," another mourner said. Following a 10-day period of mourning and tributes, a funeral will be held for the Queen in London, with the public being able to pay their respects as she lies in state at Westminster Hall before a funeral ceremony in Westminster Abbey. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.